Last week, in case you missed it, when the Super Bowl comes to town, the NFL has some demands. A lot of demands. Minnesota is home to Super Bowl 52. That's Super Bowl LII, if you're wondering. Here's some demands. The league expects free presidential suites in high-end hotels surrounding the stadium, free billboards, free police escorts for team owners, and all the revenue from the tickets. Interesting.
If I was in the top tier of the NFL administrative happenings and I could get away with going, hey, give me a presidential suite and a busty police officer to escort me around.
And by the way,
and you can get away with it, why wouldn't you do it? You know, obviously they can do it, so they're going to do it.
Doesn't mean it's not silly. All that just for Minnesota. In case you missed it, the apocalypse is upon us, and it all started with a mosquito. New York Jets wide receiver David Nelson missed some of OTAs last week because he was quarantined with the plague. Okay, it wasn't the plague. He got a mosquito bite. Nelson was over in Haiti.
Oh, there's your problem.
Doing some charity work when he got bit. Then he got sick. 104 degree fever and a case of strep throat later. The world was saved thanks to some quick thinking and a case of penicillin.
That's why you stay in good old America.
This is how the world is gonna end. In case you missed it, pro sports teams will do almost anything to win, as is the case of the Tampa Bay Rays. Currently, they suck, but manager Joe Maddon hopes to change that was some good old holistic medicine. He invited a medicine man to Tropicana Field to get rid of the evil spirits and bring in the winning. Bobby the Rainmaker Henry, he's a Seminole medicine man who is hoping to solve the Rays' woes and rid their stadium of evil spirits.
First a witch doctor, now this.
What's worse, a witch doctor or a medicine man?
Oh, man. You know, I'm going to say a witch doctor is worse because they probably believe the bull crap they're doing. Whereas a medicine man is like one of those people that pretends, like a medium that pretends to talk to the dead. They just know that they're swindling dumb people for money. So I'm going to say that the medicine man is a swindler and knows it and is just walking away with boatload of cash. So he's smarter than witch doctor.
I would definitely want the witch doctor on my side because they actually play with evil. And I don't want anybody messing with evil things with my name.
So you're one of those dumb people that get swindled, huh?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
In case you missed it, cheerleading is now officially a sport. Congratulations, ladies. Here's the deal. It became a sport because it's dangerous and as rigorous as many other activities that are considered sports. A doctor weighed in. He said this. We need to stand up for what is right for our patients and demand they get the same protection as their football colleagues. Okay. Helmets and shoulder pads now come in size cheer and are made to have extra mobility. They'll also be made quite racy because I want to see some skin, you know? In case you missed it, here's another case of rich people throwing around their money. NBA Kevin Durant and rapper The Game made a bet. $20,000 to make this shot. Okay, $20,000. The Game made the shot and KD never paid up.
Would you really want to double cross The Game?
Reasons to pay. 1. You don't want to mess with rappers. 2. You don't want to mess with rappers named The Game. 3. The Game will f*** you up, so pay up, KD. That's why I never make bets. In case you missed it, a new stadium law at Buffalo Bills games. Drinking starts at 11 a.m. inside the stadium. That'll happen if the bill is approved in Senate by this Thursday, allowing alcohol sales to begin 1 hour earlier in a place that is already known for their stumbling fat drunks who make poor decisions on their own without the influence of a $14 Keystone on a Sunday afternoon.
I think a better move would just to be, we serve beer throughout the whole game. Don't be an ass.
In case you missed it, some good old-fashioned World Cup racism. In Milwaukee, the Nomad Pub is trying to get into the World Cup spirit. So they built a favela. You know, a favela.
Is that some kind of Greek dessert?
It typically houses millions of Brazil's poorest and most deprived citizens. Well, the pub made a stupid mistake and called the favela Shantytown.
It is a shantytown.
Well, true, but that was taken as bad taste, so they actually changed it to courtyard.
Whoops.
It's still poor people getting horrible diseases and living horrible lives in sheet metal.
My name is Smalls, and in case you missed it, check out Gratuitous Sports every weekday at 6 o'clock and 94.1 The Zone, Rochester's new rock alternative.